I'd like to invite you to stand with me and bow with me in prayer.
请大家一起起立，我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious and loving God, our light shining in the darkness.
有恩典有慈爱的神啊，你是我们在黑暗中闪耀的光。
We worship you this Christmas and thank you for bringing great joy to all people.
在这个圣诞节，我们敬拜你，感谢你给我们带来极大的喜乐。
We praise you for sending your son Jesus to be the savior of the world.
我们赞美你，因为你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督成为这世界的救主。
And we praise you for the word made flesh in a little baby.
我们赞美你，因为这道成肉身的耶稣成为了肉身的小小婴儿。
Thank you for enabling us to be together in person this Christmas.
谢谢你，今天让我们能够亲身聚集在一起敬拜。
For all the smiles and joy that we share, please continue to build up our church.
谢谢你，让我们看见彼此的笑容，看见彼此的喜乐，请你继续的建立你的教会。
We pray for your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love to be experienced.
我们祷告，求你使我们经历到你的盼望、平安、你的喜乐和你的爱。
Especially by those struggling with loss, loneliness, and suffering this day.
我们恳求你。特别求你来盼望，求你使我们当中那些经历苦难的人来经历你。
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and the crushed in spirit.
耶和华靠近伤心的人，他拯救灵性痛悔的人。
We ask for you to be God with them, to comfort and encourage them.
我们恳求你，主啊，求你成为他们的神，安慰他们，鼓励他们。
On Christmas, we humbly confess that we may be thinking more about getting gifts.
主啊，我们承认，在这个圣诞节，我们可能更想要的是得到属于自己的礼物。
Then giving our gifts and talents for your kingdom's sake.
而不是为你国度的原因，送出我们的礼物，贡献我们自己的力量。
Please use us to shine the light to the world.
求你使用我们，使我们成为这世上的光。
Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to all.
荣耀归给我们的神，平安归给世界。
Happy birthday, Jesus.
耶稣，圣诞快乐。
We love you, Lord.
主耶稣，我们爱。
We pray in the majestic name of Jesus Christ.
奉至高神耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Good morning.Welcome to Rutgers Community Christian Church.
欢迎来到若歌教会。
This is Pastor Enoch Wang, and I'm Pastor James Shao.
这位是王一乐牧师，我是肖永辉牧师。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
For those of you wondering, this is a new tie, and if you were wondering, there's something different about my appearance. I'm glad that you noticed it.
对大家讲，这是一个新的领带。如果你看到我有什么不同的话，我已经不戴眼镜了。
Yes, I don't wear glasses anymore.
我不戴眼镜。
However, I still have a habit for adjusting my glasses that aren't there.
但是呢，我还有这样一个习惯，不断的会调整我的眼镜。
So please pardon my quirks if I do that.
如果我这样做的话，求你饶恕我的怪异。
Now I want to read two verses from Galatians chapter 4. So if you can, I want to invite you to please rise for the reading of God's word.
如果你可以的话，请你站起来跟我一起朗诵加拉太书第四章的两节经文。
Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5.
加拉太书第四章四到五节。
But when the set time had fully come,
极致时候满足的时候，
God sent his son born of a woman.
神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
Born under the law to redeem those under the law.
且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来。
That we might receive adoption to sonship.
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
This is the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
这是上帝的话，请坐。
What I love about Christmas is how inviting it is every year.
我之所以喜欢圣诞节，是因为每年它都如此的诱人。
Every year, you're invited to sing along to songs and carols at church, in the car, in the stores.
每一年你都被邀请在一起唱歌曲和一些圣诞的颂歌，在教会，在车里面，在超市。
It doesn't matter if you didn't sing a single note last year. Come, join us in singing.
如果你在过去的一年当中没有歌咏过一个音符都没有关系，来，加入我们吧。
Oh, come, let us adore him.
来吧，让我们一起崇敬他。
That's an invitation that anyone who can hear this, you are welcome to join in singing with us.
这个邀请是对每一个人，只要你听见这个邀请，你都可以加入我们一起来歌颂。
All of us.
所有的人。
Churches, homes, and shops have brilliant and festive decorations on the outside.
在外面我们可以看见教会、家庭和许许多的商店都有非常漂亮、辉煌的装饰。
Complete strangers are welcome to enjoy the decorations and join in the generous spirit of Christmas.
那些对我们完全陌生的人都会被欢迎来去参观观赏这些装饰，并且加入到这样一个非常慷慨的圣诞精神当中。
Anyone who can see the lights, the trees, the decorations, you can celebrate Christmas with us.
所有可以看见这些灯光、树木以及装饰的人都可以跟我们一起欢庆圣诞。
And maybe you had a rough time getting into the swing of things last year.
也许在过去一年的动荡当中你有许多艰难的时刻。
Maybe you weren't ready to come back to church last year.
也许你去年并没有准备好回到教会。
But this is a new year.
但是这是一个新的一年。
And right now you are invited to celebrate Christmas.
现在你被邀请和我们一起来欢度圣诞。
You're invited to celebrate Christmas with people who also want to draw near to God.
你会被邀请来跟我们一起，跟那些加入我们来亲近神的人一起来欢度圣诞。
But the invitation is so much more than merely observing Christmas.
但是这样一个邀请不是单单的去守一个圣诞节。
And so this morning we're going to look at the invitations of Christmas.
所以今天呢，我们一起来去思考圣诞的邀请是什么。
And I want us to remember the three invitations of Christmas.
我想让大家记住有三个圣诞的邀请。
The invitation to no longer be afraid.
第一个邀请是我们不再惧怕。
The invitation to remember God's enormous love.
第二个邀请是记住上帝伟大的爱
and the invitation to let Jesus be our companion
以及是让耶稣基督成为我们的伴侣
First, Christmas is an invitation not to be afraid
第一点圣诞的邀请是一个邀请让我们不再惧怕
I have three kids
我有三个孩子
And one day I was at work in the afternoon
有一天下午我上完班在办公室
I was getting ready to leave my office, and I set my backpack on my desk.
我准备离开办公室回家了，我把我的书包放在我的桌子上。
And I take my laptop and I put it in my backpack.
然后我把我的笔记本电脑放在我的书包里面。
And I take my water bottle and I try to put it on the side pocket of my backpack.
然后我把我的水瓶拿起来，想放在我的背包的旁边的那个小兜子里。
But I can't get it in. I always get it in, and it's kind of stuck. It won't go in.
可是我怎么也塞不进去。我过去都能塞进去，但是这次根本塞不进去。
And then so I take the water bottle out, and I see that there's something in the pocket, and it's this.
然后呢，我把我的这个水杯子拿出来了以后，我看见下面有一个东西，就是这一块积木。
And it's a toy.
这是一个玩具 Lego.
And so I said, oh, okay. I just put it in my pocket. I put my water bottle back in, and I go home.
Oh, 我说 okay, 没关系。我把它这块玩具放在我的裤兜里头，然后我把我的水杯子放进去，然后就回家了。
So I came home and I said to my daughter, hey, did you miss a blue block? Here you go.
然后呢，我就跟我的女儿说，哎，你是不是落了一罐这个蓝色的积木在这边给你
？And she saw it, and she was upset.
她看见了却很不高兴。
She said, "No, it's yours, Daddy. Put it back."
她说不，爸爸，这是你的，把它放回去。
I realized I stepped on a landmine.
我知道我踩到地雷上了。
I looked at my wife.
然后我看看我的太太。
She gave me a very compassionate look, like you're in trouble now.
然后我太太非常充满怜悯地看了我一眼，说你有麻烦了。
I realized at that moment that the block didn't accidentally drop in.
然后在那一瞬间，我意识到那样一个蓝色的积木不是意外地掉到那个袋子里面的。
This block belonged to a two-year-old who loved playing blocks with her dad.
这是一个两岁女孩的一个积木，她喜欢跟她的爸爸玩这个积木。
And this two-year-old took the blue block because her dad loved the color blue.
这个女儿之所以用了一个蓝色的积木，是因为她的爸爸喜欢蓝颜色。
So at 2 years old, she was already smarter than me.
虽然她刚刚有刚刚两岁，她已经比我聪明很多了。
My daughter kept repeating, "Put it back, put it back, Daddy, just bring it with you."
我女儿不断地说，把它放回去，把它放回去，爸爸带上它。
I have to admit, I was a little bit tearing up at that moment.
我不得不承认，在那个时刻，我几乎要落泪了。
She loved me and remembered me even when I was gone.
她爱我，即使我不在她身边的时候，她还记着我。
So in her mind, she took a first step to continue our love and not let it end.
在她的心里面，她已经迈出了第一步。继续我们之间的爱，不让它结束。
To a small degree, she was worried that I would forget her.
也许有一点点，她心里头担心我会忘了她。
And so to avoid that possible branch in the timeline,
我因此为了这样对抗在时间上可能出现的分离
，or for to avoid this possible nightmare.
或者是避免这个非常可怕的噩梦。
So she took a toy that she played with dad together, a blue one.
所以她拿了一个蓝色的玩具。
And gave it away to serve a higher purpose, even at the possible cost of never being able to play with it again.
把它给了她爸爸，而且让这个玩具离开了她，为了一个更高的目的。这个目的是即使以她为代价，她不玩他也可以付出的。
In her mind, she took this toy and sacrificed it in exchange for a confidence that her dad would love her.
在她看来呢，她付出的这个代价跟牺牲，为她换来了一种某种的确信跟信心，她的爸爸能够记住她。
You know, adults do the same thing, just a little bit more sophisticated.
你知道吗？我们作为成年人也做类似的事情，只不过更复杂一点。
In Galatians 4 that we just read, the author Paul is writing to people who didn't feel confident in God's love.
在加拉太书的第四章，我们也看见保罗写给那些对上帝的爱不那么有自信跟确信的人。
They were careful about their appearances and who they ate with and where they went.
他们很在意他们的外表，他们跟谁吃饭，他们去做什么事情。
But it didn't give them real confidence because it didn't give them peace.
但这一切并没有给他们带来信心，因为他们没有真正的平安。
They argued.
然后他们不断的争论。
They judged.
他们判断别的人。
They excluded.
他们也排斥他人。
They're a lot like people in our times.
然后就像很多我们这个时代的人一样。
So Paul reminded them of the gospel.
所以保罗在这边提醒他们福音是什么。
He said God sent his son to redeem those under the law.
他说神差遣他的儿子来救赎那些在律法之下的人。
So what does that mean? That might not mean much to us because we don't understand how it meant in that time.
到底是什么意思呢？我们对我们来说可能不太理解，因为我们不了解那个时代。
The term under the law has a very emotional seriousness to it.
那些人在律法以下是非常带有情感、非常认真的。
Because what it means is that if you're under the law, you are guilty.
意味着当你在这个律法以下的话，你会有负罪感。
Because the Son is sent to redeem those under the law.
因为上帝差遣他儿子去救赎那些在律法之下的人。
If you're not guilty, you don't need to be redeemed.
如果你没有负罪感，你没有罪的话，你不需要被救赎的。
And part two is that God sent His Son, who was not under the law, to be under the law, born of a woman, born in a specific historical time.
第二点意味着他上帝 把他的儿子在一个特定的历史的时刻差遣下来，让他这个在女人被女人而生，而且活在律法之下。
He was good, but he submitted himself to the law.
他本是良善的，但他把自己服在律法以下。
Another way of saying it is he came for the purpose to redeem the guilty.
用另外一种说法就是他为了来，他来的目的是为了拯救那些有罪疚感的人。
The failures.
那些失败的人。
The people who didn't deserve love.
那些完全不配得到任何爱的人。
God took the first step to secure and protect his love for us.
上帝迈出了第一步，来确保和保护，保证他对我们的爱。
By sending his son.
透过差遣他的儿子。
Born in the midst of humble beginnings.
在一个最卑微的起点。
Lying in a bed of hay in a feeding trough.
躺在这样一个草堆上，而且是喂动物的这些杂草里面。
Defenseless and vulnerable.
毫无防备，非常的脆弱。
But also accessible and inviting.
但同时的话呢，他是我们可以接近的，他邀请我们。
All of this humility was not for nothing. It was so that to lower all the obstacles so that you could come to him easily.
所有这一切的降卑不是没有目的的，是为了让那个门槛降得非常非常低，所有人都可以就近他。
He came as a baby.
他来作为一个婴孩来的。
What is as non-threatening as a baby?
还有什么像婴孩那样没有任何的危险的？
But this is not any ordinary baby.
但这不是一个普通的婴孩。
There are many babies that were born in the world. We were all babies.
这个世界上有很多的婴孩生下来，我们都曾经是婴孩。
There even were probably babies that were left in mangers because of the poverty of the parents, that Jesus wasn't the only one.
也许在有些婴孩是生在马槽里面的，因为是贫穷，但是耶稣并不是第一个生在马槽里面的。
But you don't see the beauty of this baby until you know the story behind it.
但是如果你不了解整个后面的故事的话，你没有办法注视和了解这位婴孩的美丽。
Just like when you looked at this block in the beginning, if you didn't know the story behind it, you'd say it's a block.
就像你看见这个蓝色的这样一个积木一开始的时候，如果你不知道后面的故事，你说这就是一块积木。
But now that you know the story, it has meaning and significance.
但是当你了解这个积木的故事的时候，你就知道它的这个意义在什么地方。
Knowing the story makes the difference.
知道这个故事让你不同。
Even if I take this block and throw it into a pile of blocks that all look like it.
如果我把这个蓝色的积木扔到一堆积木里面，它们是一模一样的。
I still would know that in that pile is a special block.
但是我还会知道，在那样一个一堆的积木里面，有一个非常特别的积木。
And this is a special child.
这是一个特别的婴孩。
In the same way, the story of the coming of the Son of God is about love becoming incarnate.
同样的，这样一个神的儿子来到世间的故事，是关于上帝的爱被道成肉身的送到我们当中。
All these details about Christmas is showing you how God in Jesus acts first so that you would know that he is inviting you to his love.
所有这一切关于圣诞节之美的细节都告诉我们知道说上帝首先把爱送给我们。
So remember, the coming of Jesus is an invitation to not be afraid.
所以耶稣基督的来是一个邀请，邀请我们不再惧怕。
Now Christmas is also the invitation to know the greatness of God's love.
圣诞节同样是邀请我们认识上帝爱的伟大。
And Christmas shows us that the love of God is greater than what our minds and our hearts can even imagine.
圣诞节让我们看见上帝的爱比我们的心思跟思想心灵可以想象的还大。
If love was light, then Jesus' life was radiant with the glory of his love.
如果爱是光的话，那么耶稣基督的光，耶稣基督的生命就是闪着爱，无私之爱的光辉。
He went through life misunderstood.
他被误解来到这个世间。
Others made up lies to get him into trouble.
其他人不断地编造谎言，想让他陷入一些麻烦当中。
Still, others hurt him to make themselves look good to other people.
还有的人呢，去伤害耶稣基督，为了让他自己能够被别人尊重。
Yet, despite their anger, despite their hatred, he didn't stop until forgiveness was available to them.
所以，尽管人们那么样的爱恨他，那么样的表现出愤怒，他并没有停止他的工作，一直到他成全了。让别人可以被饶恕的工作。
He loved his enemies and offered them a chance to change and to be adopted as sons of God.
他爱他的仇敌，为了给他们改变的机会，也可以让他们成为神的嗣子。
Let me ask you, when was the last time someone really hurt you?
我问你大家一下，你上一次别人伤害你是什么时候？
Like they hurt you and you experienced a loss that cannot be recovered.
他们伤害你，让你经历过很多无法挽回的损失。
What was your first reaction?
你第一反应是什么？
Maybe it's something like this.
也许是这样。
I wish that they get what they deserve.
我希望他们得到应有的报偿。
Maybe you say, I hope they get hurt.
我希望他们受到伤害。
I hope they lose something important.
我希望他们失去一些对他们来说非常重要的东西。
I hope they pay.
我希望他们付出代价。
Have you ever thought to yourself this?
你有没有这样想过？
You know, wow, they really don't want anything good to happen to me.
你知道吗？我现在明白了，他们确实不想让在我身上发生任何好的事儿。
So then my only option is to bring them into the most intimate parts of my life.
那么对我来说，一个唯一的选择就是把他们带入到我的生命当中那些最幼嫩、最亲密的地方。
I want them to join my life.Join my family, live with me daily, and then I'm going to sacrifice and seek out what is good for them.
我想让他们成为我生命的一部分，成我的家人，每天跟我生活在一起。然后呢，我会牺牲并寻求他们的好处。
And only that will make me feel satisfied to fix the problem of our relationship.
只有这样才能让我感到满意，才能够解决我们当中的问题。
None of us think like that.
没有人像我们当中没有人这样想。
Well, why?
为什么？
Because we don't think it'll work.
因为这种行不通。
Why? Why won't it work?
为什么行不通呢？
It won't work because we know that we don't have that kind of love. We can't keep that kind of love to enough to carry it through.
之所以行不通，我们都知道，因为我们没有这种爱，我们也没有这种足够的爱能够完成这样的工作。
But Jesus does.
但是耶稣基督有。
He has that kind of love multiplied on an infinite scale.
他有这一类的爱，同样他可以让这一类爱有无限的倍增。
We didn't listen to God.
我们从来不听上帝讲。
We were stubborn rebels against a holy God.
我们是顽固的对上帝的圣洁的叛徒。
The only thing we deserved was judgment and death.
我们所有配得的就是在上帝审判之下的死亡。
We deserved infinite distance from God.
我们配在上帝面前被无限的驱逐。
Infinite coldness and silence from God.
无限的冷漠和沉默。
We deserved infinite white hot wrath from God.
我们只配得上帝那无限的白热化的爱。
That's what we deserve.
那是我们配得的。
But what Jesus got was that coldness and that silence and that white hot wrath of God.
但是他得到的却是上帝的那种冷漠、沉默和炽热的爱、炽热的愤怒。
That's what Jesus got. What did we get?
这个是耶稣基督得到了我们应该得到的。
We got an adoption certificate written in the hands of Jesus Christ forever.
我们得到什么呢？我们得到了在耶稣基督的手上的一个收养的证书，直到永远。
Through Jesus, we receive the sonship status.
透过耶稣基督，我们得到了儿子的名分。
The Son of God, that sonship status.
这如同上帝的儿子那样的一个儿子的名分。
So all the love and the protection and the provision that God gives to His Son now is shared with us.
所有上帝的那种对他儿子的爱、情感、保护、喜悦， 现在都成为你和我的。
When God sees Jesus and there's this brightness and this joy and the delight in looking at Jesus, He has that face when He looks at you.
当上帝看见他的儿子，他的那种喜悦，他的那种高兴，脸上的光辉，现在也在你的身上。
Through Jesus, God delights in you.
透过耶稣基督，上帝喜悦你。
He's happy to see you.
他非常快乐地看见你。
And if anyone tries to challenge your sonship, Jesus comes in and shows his hands once again. These are receipts to demonstrate that you have been redeemed by Jesus and you belong to God.
如果有任何人挑战你的儿子的名分跟地位的话，耶稣基督就会来到他面前，然后他把他的手亮出来说，我手上的钉痕就是他得儿子名分的证据跟收据。
The scars, Jesus has decided to remain forever.
耶稣决定他手上的这个钉痕会存到永远。
You are somebody now.
你现在是个大人物。
You are somebody who is relentlessly loved by God.
你是那样一个被上帝不屈不挠地爱着的人。
The birth of Jesus is God's unrelenting love now in flesh and blood.
耶稣基督的降生就是上帝那不屈不挠的爱向我们的彰显。
Christmas is the invitation to know Him whose love is greater than what our hearts and what our minds can imagine.
圣诞节是一个邀请，邀请我们这些人能够认识到他的爱比我们自身的心和思想所能够想象的更大。
Just gazing into His love changes you.
凝视耶稣的爱会改变你。
It fills you with wonder and awe.
让你充满惊奇和敬畏。
And that wow moment has power because it changes and transforms you.
那一个幡然醒悟的时间是时刻有能力来改变你。
The more you look at Jesus, the more loving you become.
你越看耶稣基督的时候，你就越来越像他有爱。
The more you look at Jesus, the more patient and forgiving you become.
你越来越凝视基督的时候，你就越来越有耐心。
The more you look at Jesus, the more beautiful you become like Jesus.
你越来越凝视基督的时候，你就越来越像耶稣基督那样美丽。
We talked about how Jesus invites you not to be afraid.
我们刚才讲到耶稣基督邀请你不再惧怕。
We talked about how Christmas invites you to know the greatness of God's love.
我们谈到圣诞节怎么样邀请你不再看见上帝的爱的伟大。
And lastly, Christmas is the invitation to let Him be your companion.
最后呢，耶稣基督圣诞节是一个邀请，让他成为你的伴侣。
In the Christmas carol, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
在一个圣诞的圣诗里面叫《听啊，天使高声唱》。
It says, "Born that man no more may die."
他说他的降生使人不再死亡。
Born to raise the sons of earth.
然后他的降生使这个地上之人可以复活高升。
Born to give them second birth.
他的降生使人可以重生。
Christmas is God making the first move to make every good thing last forever.
圣诞节是上帝的第一个行动，是让是一件好事能够使每一件事情都能够成为好事，而且持续到永远。
In Galatians 4, we read before, but when the set time had fully come,
加拉太书第四章我们刚才读到极致时候满足。
There is a time, and when that time comes, God's will be done.
有一个时刻，当那个时刻到来的时候，上帝的心意就要被成全。
And God sent His Son,
神就差遣他的儿子
to redeem those under the law.
来去赎出那些在律法以下的人。
So that they would no longer be afraid.
所以他们再也不会惧怕。
That they would become now sons of God.
他们现在成为神的儿子。
Forever.
永永远远成为神的儿女。
And Christmas is the reversal of the expiration.
圣诞节是对死亡跟朽坏的逆转。
God had always set a time.
上帝从永恒就设定了一个时间。
Not for things to spoil.
不会让这些事情变坏变质
but for the good things to last forever.
而是让那些好的事情存到永远。
God set a time in real life, in real place.
上帝在真实的生活和真实的时空当中设定一个时间。
He sent his son to redeem those under the law, to make them sons.
他把他的儿子差来去拯救那些在律法以下的人。
The law is the ultimate expiration date.
这个律法是一个终极的过期的时间。
And I don't have time to unpack this, but... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
我们现在没有时间来细讲。
But the law, basically, the law doesn't bring life. The law brings death.
律法不会带来生命，律法会带来死亡。
That's why Jesus literally came to bring us second birth.
所以耶稣基督实实在在地来到这边给我们带来第二次的生命。
And in a sense, Jesus' birth is God taking the first step.
耶稣基督的降生是上帝开始了他的第一个行动。
He's showing you, I remember you.
他告诉我们说我纪念你。
I see you.
我看见你。
And most importantly, I love you.
最重要的是我爱你。
Nothing will end my love for you.
没有任何事情可以终止我对你的爱。
Everything you need that's good will never go away.
你所有需要的一切的好处都不会离开你。
Christmas is about the coming of Jesus.
圣诞节是关于耶稣基督的降临。
And it's an invitation to continuity.
而且呢，是一个邀请不断的延续。
That the good will never end.
那样一个美好永远不会终结。
Henri Nouwen, a Christian writer, said that at the heart of Christmas is the renewed invitation to let Jesus be our companion.
基督徒作家卢云这样讲，圣诞节的核心是重新邀请我们，让耶稣成为我们的伴侣。
He said God came to us because he wanted to join us on the road.To listen to our story and to help us realize that we are not walking in circles, but moving towards the house of peace and joy.
他这样讲说，上帝来到我们身边，因为他想和我们一起上路，倾听我们的故事，并帮助我们认识到，我们不是在绕圈子行走，而向着和平和快乐的房子前进。
And this is the mystery and wonder of Christmas.
这个就是圣诞节的伟大和奥秘。
Is that it continues to give us comfort and consolation.
继续给我们安慰和慰藉。
We are not alone on our journey.
我们在途中并不孤单。
The God of love gave us life sent only through his son.
赐给我们生命的上帝把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
And that son will be with us at all times and in all places.
他的儿子会随时随地跟我们在一起。
So that we will never feel lost in our struggles.
在我们一切的挣扎当中，我们不会感到迷失。
That we can always trust that he walks with us.
我们总可以确信他跟我们一起同行。
And the challenge is to let God be who he wants to be.
而对我们的挑战是让上帝成为他想要成为的那位上帝。
A part of us sometimes holds on to that loneliness.
在我们当中有一部分我们自己想紧紧地抓住我们的孤独感。
That part that's most painful, we don't let God touch.
让我们在我们生命当中最痛苦那一部分，我们不想让上帝来触摸。
Often we hide from God precisely in those places where we feel guilty, ashamed, confused, or lost.
我们常常向上帝想要隐藏那些呢，正是我们心里面最内疚、羞愧、困惑和迷失的东西。
Be careful, because then we do not give him a chance to be with us where we feel most alone.
因此我们要小心，我们不要不给他机会，让我们在最孤独的地方和我们在一起。
Remember this.
记住这个。
Christmas is the renewed invitation.
圣诞节是一次重新对我们的邀请。
You are always invited.
你会不断地持续地被邀请。
Not to be afraid.
不要再惧怕。
And to know his love that's greater than what our minds and our hearts can understand.
知道了解他的爱比我们的心我们的思想所能够理解的更伟大。
And then let him be your companion.
最后让他成为你的伴侣。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious God,
仁慈的上帝,
we marvel and wonder if such love is really available to us.
我们惊叹并来去思想这样奇妙的爱是否真的可以成为我们的。
Is this love in Christ too good to be true?
这个在基督里的爱是不是好的不可置信?
So please bless us to receive your invitation.
求你祝福我们，让我们能够接受你的邀请。
To not be afraid.
不再惧怕。
And to let ourselves be lost in such great love.
请你让我们学会让自己迷失在你这样的大爱当中。
And allow us the courage.
在这样的勇气当中让我们迷失。
And to let Jesus be our companion, especially in those places where we feel lost, vulnerable, and guilty.
让耶稣基督成为我们的伙伴，特别是在那些我们感到迷失、脆弱和有罪的地方。
Bring us your perfect presence through your word.
求你透过你的话语带给我们你完美的同在。
Your spirit.
你的圣灵
and your people who desire to draw closer to you.
和你的那些特别盼望与你同在的人同在。
May we live lives worthy of such amazing grace.
让我们的生命能够活出这样的一个人生能够体现你在我们当中的爱。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.